Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
It seems like the conference is a little more wide open. Does that change at all the way you attack this offseason, feeling like there's almost a window open at this point?
There's definitely, you know, more opportunities for teams to take a jump. I think for us, we need to remain diligent and pragmatic about how we build this. We don't want to skip steps. And I think sometimes when you do skip steps, expectations kind of build and you make mistakes. And I don't think we want to do that.
This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. That was Mark Eversley as we talk about the Bulls free agency. We're also still getting silly jokes, like silly regional humor jokes.
What you got?
815. How do you keep Packer fans out of Illinois? Put up a goalpost. I'm sorry, guys. I enjoy these. Like, it's just silly humor.
No, it's fine.
It's a victimless crime.
Listen, we need laughter like this. Especially after playing that Mark Eversley sound where you realize that they don't have a plan that lines up with anything that anyone thinks is a good plan except for them.
773, the Vooch for Kuminga, always bubbling. It is always bubbling. And you know what? Because you asked, I checked. Sometimes you just Google somebody's name just to see what the latest result is that pops up. I find that to be a useful tactic. And this is as of 2.02 p.m. Pacific time, so that's 4 o'clock yesterday here. This is NBC Sports San Francisco. It doesn't appear that a Jonathan Kuminga decision is imminent for the Warriors. How are you feeling now?
I feel good about that because they haven't decided they're going to keep Jonathan Kuminga.
With the NBA free agency negotiation window set to open Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, Kuminga, a restricted free agent in Golden State, are not close to a deal, and the Miami Heat and Chicago Bulls are the two most likely outside suitors, The Athletic's Anthony Slater reported in his latest column. Quote, despite a few conversations between the two sides, the Golden State Warriors have generated no real traction toward a deal with restricted free agent Jonathan Kuminga in recent days, and as anticipated, he's expected to explore the market when it opens. And that has been what we have seen. There's not been any movement on Kuminga since, not that I have seen. So that is bubbling. It is out there. But as far as the Bulls being involved, still in the discussion. But other than that, we haven't seen a lot.
Maybe the bigger issue here is when you're trying to find somewhere where Nikola Vucevic makes sense, it's hard to find anywhere where Nikola Vucevic makes sense on another team. Especially given that DeAndre Ayton is now out there as a free agent as well.
DeAndre Ayton! You know about that, right?
No.
DeAndre,
is that like instead of DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, so the PA had a bit of a mix-up when he was introducing DeAndre's. That was in Phoenix, wasn't it? It's worth a listen.
DeAndre Ayton!
Oh, wait a second.
DeAndre Jordan!
Oh, they fixed it that quickly?
Well, he did it real time.
DeAndre Jordan!
Oh, it gets me every time. Gets me every single time. We had the question in our pre-show meeting. Given what we know this Bulls roster to be, Isaac Okoro likely starting in this scenario, Trey Jones secured backing up what we believe to be a secured Josh Giddey. How they stack up with the rest of the East. And then the news came out about Milwaukee getting Miles Turner. And that changed the discussion yet again.
And I was just talking about, okay, well, Milwaukee might, if they can't get something done to replace Brooke Lopez yesterday, they might be in a position to now move Giannis. He may look around and say, who's going to help me win now? But I think this changes what that looks like.
Yeah, I also think that, Giannis talking about how much he loves Luka Nelis' restaurant, Avli. Sounds like he's just going to have to keep with the one in Milwaukee or come down the street to your friends in Chicago. Because, you might just be sitting pretty up there in Milwaukee, Algonquin for the good land.
Do you remember when people were like, why can't the Bulls trade for Giannis? Do you remember that?
I was people. Yes, I remember being that way.
And I was definitely defecating on the dream of a lot of people.
So if we go through the Eastern Conference standings, just in the regular season compared to last year, let's reset where the Bulls finished in this.
Okay.
So Cleveland is number one, finishing at the top of the Eastern Conference to end the regular season. Celtics 2, Knicks 3, Knicks, by the way, are now into their second interview discussions, or second attempts, I should say. Have you been approached by the Knicks a second time about interviewing with the team?
Well, I'm not the head coach of the South Carolina women's basketball team, so no.
Yeah, the Dawn Staley news. How about that?
Yeah, but apparently she didn't make it to finalist land. Mike Brown's the front runner now.
I think they're just naming names.
And you'll remember Mike Brown, most recently of the Sacramento Kings, who I believe are just as dysfunctional as the Bulls.
I feel like you could fit the NBA into a lot of different categories, and one of those categories might be Kings and Bulls. And the category is Kings and Bulls, and the teams in those categories are the Kings and the Bulls. So Cleveland, Boston, New York, Indiana. Indiana without Miles Turner. Thoughts?
I still think they have Pascal Siakam. They still, as you name these teams, I'm going to be like, which of these teams has a player that's not better than the Bulls' best player?
Right. So Milwaukee finishing fifth in the regular season last year, you know they move up. Like that was a secure the seeding type of move. Detroit, Orlando, we know Orlando's done a lot regarding the Bane trade.
Yes.
So Orlando now got better. The Heat, who were the Bulls' focus when it came to the Heat made the play-in game and ultimately made the finals.
Yeah, and we know obviously the Heat are better.
We know that the Heat last year matched up remarkably better than the Bulls in the play-in game. Then it's the Atlanta Hawks, who have made some moves as we compare where the Bulls are with the rest of the Eastern Conference. And the Hawks were the 9 seed to finish the season last year, and the Bulls were 10. So there is some discussion that the Bulls, that the Hawks have gotten better roster-wise, but you don't think it's enough to make a difference?
I think they're better than the Bulls. Let me be very clear about that. They signed Luke Kennard, was one of their guys. They also got sneakily, subtly, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who's a great defensive player. And you look at the other players that they have on their team, and they're taking a step forward. Even though they lost Clint Capella, they have other guys to step up in his wake. They're better than the Bulls.
Yeah, for all the moves that we've talked about the Western Conference teams making, I feel like it still stands to reason. How do you see the Bulls fitting in this? And I don't know that it's much different right now.
No, it's not. I mean, you can say the Bulls are better than probably the Raptors, the Nets, and the Wizards. The Sixers are obviously going to be better once they're healthy than the Bulls were. The Hornets are interesting. I'm not sure about the Charlotte Hornets, but they seem to be poised to be better than the Bulls as well.
So a question, too, about the Bulls roster. Like, which players do you expect to take a leap next year like AK and Mark Eversley do? Because if those players do take a leap, then I think this is a different conversation.
Modest, but is it enough to matter versus what we just said? I don't know.
It's not enough.
I go back to this.
I feel like Giddey did that this year, right?
Tell me the team in the Eastern Conference whose best player isn't better than the best player on the Bulls. Yeah, take your time.
Who's on the Wizards?
Who's on the Wizards? Yep.
Okay, so the Wizards got rid of Kyle. Well, they still have from Milwaukee, the shooter, Chris Middleton.
Poor Chris Middleton.
Yeah, that's, and they just got CJ McCollum.
The Bulls might not be very good.
That's what we've been saying.
But also, if they're not, just.
But also, not bad enough.
But what, hey, don't secret tank. Just full out tank. Just tell us you're rebuilding. We understand.
No, they won't do it.
Get it. We love a rebuild.
My point is, they could rebuild and still be in contention for the play-in and get a bunch of draft assets, and people would still go to the United Center. That's my point.
They would. Games, the NBA as a product is fun to watch.
Dinner theater, if you will.
Yeah, but I feel that way regardless. You could be rebuilding. I mean, does anybody remember Paul Zipser? Like, come on, man. I'm into this. I don't care. I'm not giving a very compelling speech, am I? Like, I'm watching the games regardless.
No, I'm letting
I'm not your growth. I'm your base.
Yeah, you're the regular fan that's going to watch the baseball game regardless. Yes. Like, because baseball is the ultimate, like, I've been watching forever. The baseball is going to be on.
It's happening.
Yes.
You know what I'm watching tonight? Cleveland and not the Cavs. Basketball mind has taken over again. I'm definitely watching Guardians and Cubs.